Hi, it's Grease. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Grease. How you doing there?
Very well.
Hey, we were talking about Jeff Gordon earlier.
Yeah.
I heard he's going to be at the Oyster Bar doing some fudge packing, and Brooks is going to be there watching.
Oh, really? Why is it I'm getting some Jeff Gordon hostility? Why don't you like Jeff Gordon?
I think he's a little gay blade myself.
Is he?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you saying that because you don't like him or because you think he really is up?
No. Earnhardt, number three is number one.
Yeah, but...
But what?
You can be a fan of Dale Earnhardt, but you don't necessarily have to cast aspersions at this other guy.
I don't like Jeff Gordon.
Why would you not like him? They're all doing the same damn thing, driving those silly cars in a circle.
Well,
what separates one of those lunatics from another?
He looks gay.
So you just don't like his look?
Yeah, I just don't like the way he looks.
But that's no reason to hate a man.
Yes, it is.
It is not.
Oh, yes.
I mean, think about what you do. You watch these people going machines in a damn circle, and you sit there with your belly out on your Winnebago's getting sloshed with your tattooed woman and your toothless children cheering them on. Time and time again, this man worthy of respect. Did he write a great novel? Did he create a great masterpiece? No, he sits behind the wheel of a car. He pushes his foot forward, albeit with some courage, and goes around and around and around, and that will bring 10, 20, 30,000 spectators to fawn at his feet. Except for you who hate the man because you don't like the way he combs his hair.
And another thing, he's going round and around and around and around. I bet he's going up and down, up and down, up and down, too.
All right. I think your hatred is unwarranted, sir.
Okay, Harris Duran rules.
Uh-huh. There's the answer right there. There's the answer. I knew the man calling with that kind of misguided hatred had to be a wingnut fan. I shake my head ruefully, and I pity that poor individual. God, how much you want to bet he's alone?
Yeah.
Unattractive looking. Huh? How much you want to bet he shits there? The only pleasure he gets is when he puts newspaper on the floor and reads the newspaper for the underwear ads. A lonely, lonely, empty man. Yeah, there it is. I've heard him call before. I could tell the anger. Shows a disgruntled life and a wasted existence. What a waste of protoplasm. The best part of you, sir, ran down your mother's leg.